708 FM Talk 1065. Mobile Mornings right here on FM Talk 1065. FMTalk1065.com. There on the website, you'll find the 1-800 Got Junk online opinion poll question. How much would you be willing to pay in tolls on the new I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? We keep tabulating them. The numbers moving some this morning on the polling, but you can make sure your vote is in and your voice is heard. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. Speaking of having your voice heard, it's the West Side's turn now. It's Mobile has a meeting on the Mobile River Bridge. That is tonight from 4:30 to 8 p.m. at the Mobile Civic Center. Spanish Fort was on Tuesday. Tonight, it's Mobile Civic Center, 4:30 to 8 p.m. Get your questions asked, get your voices heard, and check out all the different possibilities with this bridge project. All right, Kelly will be back with us tomorrow. In national news, the House Judiciary Committee finds AG Barr in contempt as President Trump asserts executive privilege. More on that from Linda Kenyon from Westwood One.
The ayes have it, and the committee report as amended is ordered reported favorably to the House.
Chairman Gerald Nadler sending the matter upstairs after a lengthy day of testy debate in the committee. The debate was exacerbated by the White House declaration of executive privilege of the entire Mueller report on Russian election interference, as well as the underlying evidence, even as the committee was trying to compel the Attorney General to release the information himself.
Absolutely not one single page has been given.
Why did Nadler want the information to begin with?
If allowed to go unchecked, this obstruction means the end of congressional oversight.
And oversight, says Nadler, is a responsibility given to Congress by the Constitution. The ranking Republican on the committee, Representative Doug Collins, described the Democrats as having a temper tantrum.
Democrats are angry. The special counsel's report did not produce the material or collusions they expected to pave their path to impeaching the president.
And Collins said the chairman's request for the full unredacted Mueller report was overly broad.
It says, give me the whole report. I don't care. Even classified.
Collins also wondered why Chairman Nadler didn't take the opportunity to see the report under the conditions previously set by the Attorney General.
Their offer would block the members of this committee from reading those sections of the report for themselves. It would require me to leave my notes behind at the Department of Justice. It would prevent me from speaking with my colleagues, with other members of the committee, about what I might see.
Prior to the vote to hold the Attorney General in contempt, Republican Jim Jordan said, "What's the hurry?"
My understanding is Mr. Mueller's going to be here next week. Why are we doing it? You're going to get to ask the guy who wrote the whole darn document. We're all going to get asked him questions.
Democrat Steve Cohen says there's not a moment to waste. He cited new information about President Trump's financial situation that he says suggests that the president might be beholden to Russia.
Well, we now know he lost over $1 billion in a decade in the 80s and 90s. He was broke. No bank would loan him a penny.
The public portion of the Mueller report said there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. When it comes to the question of obstruction of justice, many members of Congress say Mueller left that up to them. They also say Attorney General William Barr skewed that part of the report in favor of the president, as if he were the president's attorney, not the nation's attorney. Now, the full House will vote on the contempt of Congress citation, although when is still undecided. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Right, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 1065, and good. They finally got some research done on this, whether mom really does love getting flowers in a card on Mother's Day. There's some science to this now.
Okay, good, because I've just assumed for all these years that she does enjoy that.
We'll get you the survey science, the social science behind that coming up in just a little bit. Check in with News 5 next.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are searching for the person who shot and killed a man near the Maysville community. Around 7:15 last night, a man was found shot to death on Cloverleaf Circle North. Mobile police do not believe the shooting happened where the victim was found. Pensacola police are investigating the city's first homicide in 15 months. 66-year-old James Royster was found dead at his East Lee Street home Wednesday morning around 8 o'clock. It was originally ruled a suspicious death, then later a homicide. site. Foley Airport is open again after wreckage from a plane crash was removed from the crash site. The plane, registered to Lightning Aviation, went down just before 1 o'clock Monday afternoon. Two people on board, an instructor pilot and her student, remain in critical condition. Airbus is launching a new workforce development program designed for people with no aerospace experience. One program, called Flight Path 9, employs and trains high school students. The second program aims to train adults. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Brian Adams.
Shine a light,
shine a light tour.
Shine a light, shine a light. Oh, I'm gonna rock to you. Yeah.
A night filled with all those hits and anthems. Brian Adams. This Friday night, the Wharf Amphitheater. Just go to a Brian Adams concert. You're a part of it.
Everywhere I go!
Yay! Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the Wharf box office, or by phone. 800-745-3000. Brian Adams returns. This Friday night, the Wharf Amphitheater. Part of the C Spire Concert Series. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
Southern Cancer Center reminds you that May is Melanoma and Skin Cancer Awareness Month. Summer is fast approaching, and you'll be spending more time outdoors in the sun. Remember, always use your sunscreen or wear protective clothing. Even a short time in the summer sun can do permanent damage. If you see a change in your skin, a spot or a mole, get it checked. Early detection is key and can cure melanoma. Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com. Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
The Celtics eliminated. Golden State's Kevin Durant goes down with a scary injury, and only four teams remain in the NHL's Stanley Cup playoffs. 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Corwig, and it's time for the Mobile Mornings Sports Report. In the NBA playoffs last night, Milwaukee beat Boston 116-91, ending the Celtics' season and sending the Bucks to their first Eastern Conference Finals since 2001. Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo had 20 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists.
As long as we defend well, we move the ball offensively, you know, we had the chance to finish the the series in 5.
The Greek freak there after the game.
I'm going to get me into hoops here, hearing these guys talk.
The Bucks swept Detroit in the first round and were beaten by Boston in the first game of this series before winning 4 straight games by a combined 65 points. They'll take on either Toronto or Philadelphia. The Raptors lead that series 3-2 with Game 6 in Philadelphia tonight. Golden State lost top scorer Kevin Durant in the third quarter last night to a strained calf. They were still able to defeat Houston 104-99 and take a 3-2 series lead. Durant had 22 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists before he landed awkwardly on a jump shot and limped to the locker room.
Kevin Durant laces one through.
And he's hurt.
He is holding on to his right Achilles as Harden works into Iguodala, who just picked up the Golden State foul.
As soon as he made that shot, he started
limping. Look at this. Wow.
Durant scheduled for an MRI today. They're worried he might have an Achilles injury. James Harden scored 31 points for the Rockets, who will try to stave off elimination when they head back home to Houston tomorrow night. In the NHL playoffs, San Jose beat Colorado 3-2 in Game 7 to advance to the Western Conference Final. Joe Pavelski and Tomas Hertl both had a goal and an assist for the Sharks in the first period last night, with Jonas Donskoy adding the game winner in the second period.
Onto the scene is Donskoy. Donskoy scores!
Colorado's Tyson Jost scored a minute into the third period to bring the Avalanche within one goal, but the Sharks were able to hold them off and will now face St. Louis in the Western Conference Final. Game 1 is in San Jose on Saturday night. Tonight, Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final, with the Boston Bruins hosting the Carolina Hurricanes. In Major League Baseball last night, the LA Dodgers beat Atlanta 9-4 to complete a 3-game sweep. It's the Dodgers' 10th home win in a row and 3rd consecutive sweep at Dodger Stadium. Philadelphia shut out St. Louis 5-0. Milwaukee beat Washington 7-3 with the Brewers' Christian Yelich hitting his league-leading 16th home run. It's Milwaukee's 6th win in a row, and the loss drops the Nationals to 8 games below a .500 record. The Chicago Cubs beat Miami 3-2 in extra innings on a walk-off home run from Jason Hayward. Cubs' second walk-off win in a row, and they've now won 9 of their last 10 games. In the American League, Jose Ramirez hit a 2-run walk-off homer, giving Cleveland a 5-3 win over the White Sox. Seattle hit 4 home runs in a 10-1 drubbing of the Yankees. Andrew Benintendi hit a walk-off home run, and the Red Sox beat the Orioles 2-1 in 12 innings. Houston shut out Kansas City 9-0, and Tampa Bay swept the Arizona Diamondbacks with a 3-2 win in extra innings. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to Jacksonville 7-1. They'll continue the homestand tonight against the Jumbo Shrimp. First pitch tonight for Thirsty Thursday at the Hank, set for 6:35 p.m. And a cool local event coming up at the Mobile Civic Center. Beginning tomorrow and running through Sunday, you can catch more than 500 gymnasts from 9 states in the Southeast competing in the USA Gymnastics, Trampoline, and Tumbling Region Championships. The 3-day event, a qualifying event for the National Championships and for the Junior Olympics. It begins tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock and concludes on Sunday afternoon. You can find out more at MobileSportsAuthority.com. 7:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
So they're doing the actual things you're supposed to be doing with the trampoline and competition versus me going, hey, y'all got a trampoline.
Yeah, they're not.
Let me put my beer down.
They're not doing a bull riding on the trampoline like I did in my childhood.
Bounce your siblings off.
I don't think they're doing a trampoline basketball. Yeah, not trying to lock the legs out and hurt anybody's legs.
You ever do trampoline wrestling?
Oh, all the time.
These are not sanctioned events, though.
It works even better if you have that ring around the trampoline.
Yes, that's
which
correct.
We never did have. So we had lots of people flying off the edge of the trampoline.
That's not good. That is unsafe. Yeah, you have the ring and the protective stuff there, and then you turn it into a cage match, wrestling-wise. By the way, none of those events are sanctioned.
Nope.
720 FM Talk 106.5, coming right back.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with a few thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Gas tax increases. A state lottery. Overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery. And FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. It's been a pretty good start so far. A couple accidents we've had. Officers have been able to move out of the roadway. Steady ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, you're finding heavier traffic along Government near Azalea. Also along Airport University and off of Dolphin and Moffitt and 65. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years experience, Bay City Collision has a highly trained staff. You can see them on Facebook and call 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Five traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 722 FM Talk 106.5. If you can't tell by stepping outside, rain's on the way. Humidity's way up. The clouds are here, and the actual showers back to our west coming through Louisiana and Mississippi. Dr. Bill will join us here about 7:35. Give us full details on that. Also, our staff
Fishing Report deliverer, Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing, will join us at 7:50 for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. All right, heads up our friends at Cottage Hill Package as you get closer and closer to Mother's Day weekend. Maybe there's a wine that Mama loves, or maybe Mama likes a spirit. You know, maybe get some clear liquor for Mama.
Yeah, maybe even a cigar.
Maybe Mama likes, a lot of ladies will do the cigar thing. Well, some ladies, I don't know, a lot of ladies, but I know some ladies will do the cigar thing and get those. And maybe she's cool and loves craft beer.
Oh, yeah. I know. I mean, I don't know if my mom... she likes the craft ciders.
So okay. There you go. That, got
there's
those.
Plenty of options in the craft beer world for mom.
All right. So stop by Cottage Hill Package and get your Mother's Day gift for the beer, the wine, the spirits, the cigars. Mm-hmm. And maybe while you're there, just saying... pick up something for yourself.
Might as well.
Okay. Just letting you know that that's a great place to make that stop, and you can probably get something for yourself while you pick something up for Mom. Thousands of choices at Cottage Hill Package. Corner Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. They're online at cottagehillpackage.com. And make sure to like them over on Facebook. Just look for Cottage Hill Package. You'll get updates when they have new events coming up. These things will post up on your social media, so you'll see them right there. So check it out, Cottage Hill Package. And speaking of Mom and gifts, yes, moms really do love getting flowers and cards for Mother's Day. Now, moms, y'all can chime in here on the text line and tell me if this is accurate. It's a survey. Here's how they did it. Two different surveys just came out, looked into what moms really want for Mother's Day. Now, I've always heard it was quiet, but apparently women really do love getting flowers and a card or anything sentimental. It's only taken me 4 decades to learn that, but I finally did. All of those things have made the top 5 of both of these lists. A survey by YouGov.com found 10 things mom wants this year. Flowers, a spa day, a card, a day to themselves. Okay, that's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Something sentimental. How about a sentimentally quiet day? A day with no chores. Hallelujah for mama.
Yeah.
Jewelry, something homemade, candy, and clothes. Okay? That's, by the way, too, guys... survey also said only 1% of women in the survey said electronics were something they wanted. So don't go say, hey, here's a gadget.
Yeah, do not get a vacuum cleaner.
No.
That will get you in big trouble.
Yes, yes. That should be just common knowledge, right?
Yeah.
Your second survey by the folks over at Groupon found the top things mom wants: a nice meal at a restaurant, flowers, a card, something their child made for them, which we all know is like the winner. Like you can go put the, you know, dad to mom gift package together and do all this stuff, and the kid comes in with something they scrawled on a card, and it's, you know, your stuff gets cast aside.
Now, is there an age limit on that? Is mom still putting something on the fridge if, I don't know, her 27-year-old son draws a picture?
I wonder if her 46-year-old son puts something together for mom if she'll like that. Also, something sentimental on that list: perfume, jewelry, clothes, a massage, ooh, and a spa package. This is the first survey that's looked at who we're giving presents to. 65% of adults plan to give at least one woman in their life a gift this year. 43% of us will buy something for our mom. Our wife or partner is next at 18%. Then mother-in-law, 13%. Sisters, 7%. Grandmothers, 6%. And a friend, 4%. Another relative, like an aunt, also 4% on their survey. So there you go. That's what mom wants, and the breakdown of who we give the gifts to.
Now, I'd like to know how many moms out there give a hint, or even more directly, send a text message or say, you know, this is what I want for Mother's Day. Because I've had, you know, my mom, sometimes she likes to send, hey, I would like this for Mother's Day. But I'm a guy who likes thinking outside the box and finding something that I think
you ruin it
like
for all of us. You have the mom we all want, and you're ruining it.
I'm ruining it. But I like searching for gifts and being original, coming up with something. But let me tell
you, y'all hear this? Y'all hear this? Y'all hear this? What I have to work with?
I'm
telling you, the most of us want, if it would get the same reaction, is if you give us a specific order.
Mm-hmm.
I would like a. Here's even the stocking number of the item.
Here's the link, or here's where you can find it.
Yes, buy this exact item, and I will be very happy. Most guys will say, I understand that. I can go get said thing, purchase said thing, make you happy. You want the challenge of the oh, wow, the tears, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I love the challenge. The tears usually don't come when I give the gifts. But I like thinking, okay, this is what I've gotten her in the past, my mom or my wife. And I'll say, okay, where can I go from here? But let me tell you, having a baby made it easier than ever to shop for Mother's Day. Because you know you're going to get some baby stuff for grandma and for the mom on Mother's Day.
That's right. And you know that when you go buy cards, you have to buy cards for
now kids. I have to sign it with the left hand?
That's right. You have to do that like the baby side. Also, by the way, too, not to diminish on being Mother's Day Eve. Mm-hmm. It's also National Lost Sock Day.
Yes.
Okay. Never forget, y'all. May 9th on the National Day calendar is National Lost Sock Day. It's when we bow our heads and think about all the socks that we don't know where they went.
Pour one out.
Yes, pour one out for our sock homies out there. we talked about it earlier. Y'all hold on to socks for 48 hours before you jettison them. We're the first 48 months at our house. We have a basket where these socks that are waiting to find their true love and mate are waiting and waiting and waiting. But after about 2 years, we get rid of those.
You know who we have to check in with today.
Yeah, I've already given notice to him on Twitter.
Okay.
Sock Cop.
Yeah. You
guys see what Sock Cop is doing out there.
It's really for him, for his people.
And also, I would like to point out, maybe, I don't want to celebrate it on the same day as Lost Sock Memorial Day, but can we have a Lost Tupperware Lid Container
Day? Man. That one gets me all the time.
Tupperware or Glad or all the different ones, you know, where you have, either you have, in our house, either you have the bottom or the top, but you don't have the two that match.
Uh-huh.
Like, we've got lots of lids that don't fit the containers, and we have containers that have no lid, and they're not standardized, and so we have basically a bunch of useless pieces of plastic.
And over the years, when you gather sets of Tupperware, and you have some similar sized, maybe even different brands, then you have to go through and try all the different lids to see which one might fit the Tupperware you're trying to...
It's not going to happen.
No.
It's not going to happen. Buck suggests a yard rake for a Mother's Day. Buck. I know you're a brave man, and you just proved it to me. We'll send notice to the house on that one. 728. Coming right back. Dr. Bill's got our forecast, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. President Trump is promising an additional $448 million in Hurricane Michael relief for the Florida Panhandle. The president made the promise during a campaign rally last night in Panama City. On Wednesday, President Trump toured storm-damaged areas for a second time since Hurricane Michael hit the Florida Panhandle in October. Three people in Saraland are arrested for a series of car break-ins. The suspects include a 15-year-old. Police spotted the trio roaming around Calioka Road Wednesday morning. They are charged with breaking into 10 cars and stealing 5 guns. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill that will arm teachers in public schools. The law expands an existing school guardian program, allowing any teacher to volunteer to carry a gun if members of the local school district approve. Teachers will be required to complete training and a psychiatric evaluation. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Now through May 9th, pick up a steal of a deal at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Get a Centurion 24 long gun safe with 30 minutes fire protection, pickup price $749. Or a Lincoln 50, 41 long gun safe loaded with extras and 90 minutes fire protection, pickup price $33.99. Right now, buy the most popular safe on the market, the Fatboy 64, pickup price $21.99. Order yours today at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Visit MWLiberty.com, like us on Facebook, or just look for the giant Liberty safe at I-65 and Moffitt Road.
With the backdrop that the U.S. plans to raise tariffs on Chinese imports, both nations are scheduled to resume talks today to try to back off an escalating trade war. U.S. futures markets are lower. The Senate Intelligence Committee has subpoenaed Donald Trump Jr.
Senate Intelligence wants to know more about his involvement in the Trump Tower meeting with Russians promising dirt on Hillary Clinton, and about his father's efforts to build a tower in Moscow.
There's Lauren Fox. The U.S. showing little concern over the launch of a projectile today by South Korea.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also saying it's the ICBMs that concern them, the longer range.
That projectile launched by North Korea, there's Paula Hancock's. Pope Francis has issued a new law requiring all Catholic priests and nuns to report clergy sexual abuse and cover-ups by their superiors. Dioceses around the world are to have a system in place with whistleblower protections. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. President Trump is blaming China for the status of trade talks, ramping up hostilities ahead of negotiations between the two sides. The comments came as Beijing said it would retaliate with necessary countermeasures if the U.S. raises tariffs on Chinese products.
They broke the deal. They can't do that. So they'll be paying. If we don't make the deal, nothing wrong with taking in over $100 billion a year. $100 billion. We never did that before.
The two sides are due to hold trade talks today in Washington. A week ago, the assumption was that negotiators would be closing a deal. Now they'll be trying to keep it from collapsing. GM is negotiating the sale of its shuttered factory in Lordstown, Ohio, to a company that builds electric trucks. The company confirmed it's in talks with Cincinnati-based Workhorse Group to sell the facility and also announced plans to invest $700 million in three Ohio factories to create 450 jobs. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so I knew something was up. Well, actually, I knew it because your forecast yesterday. But just to double down, I stepped out of the house this morning. Clouds and higher humidity must mean rain.
Yeah, it's a big difference now. We're getting a lot of moisture coming in from the Gulf of Mexico, which is what we have, of course, all through the summer. And today we could see a few scattered thunderstorms develop this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, also a chance for a few scattered thunderstorms around, low in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, a good chance for some thunderstorm activity in the afternoon and a high tomorrow in the mid-80s. Now, over the weekend, a cold front will be moving through Mississippi and into Alabama, and it'll move very slowly. And so Saturday, I expect mostly cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, and the high will be in the mid-80s. But then on Sunday, that weather front will finally reach our area and move through later in the day. So we've got a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms for Sunday, not only in the afternoon, but we could see some of that activity in the morning. And it's going to keep temperatures in the lower 80s. Now, the front should move through by evening. And then Monday looks pretty good, mostly sunny, slight chance of a shower, mainly in the morning, and the high on Monday in the low 80s, and then dry weather on Tuesday with temperatures in the low 80s. So looks like the weekend, the best day will be Saturday, though we'll have some scattered thunderstorms around, and Sunday looks like a pretty wet day with numerous showers and thunderstorms.
All right, severe weather associated with this?
Could be, especially on Sunday. We could see some strong thunderstorms, and there's also the possibility that we could see one or two thunderstorms that come rather strong on Saturday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of exclusivity, FMTalk1065.com and the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. This has a lot of people talking, has had a lot of people talking, but now you can quantify your opinion in our poll, the toll poll.
Mm-hmm.
How much would you be willing to pay in tolls on the new I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? Right now, 20% of people say zero.
Mm-hmm.
And now remember, this is not what you want to pay, because we can make that joke. It's not what you're willing to pay, because yes, we would all want to pay zero.
That means not they wouldn't pay a dollar. The people
would not use it. They would not. And maybe, yes, we could have gone down to 5 cents, 25. There's only so much room on the website, just to be frank with y'all. I mean, we could have done 5 cents, 10 cents, 15. But so zero, 20% say zero. 35% of y'all say a buck. 15% of you say $2. 25% of y'all say $3. Nobody says four. Nobody says five. And 5% say six.
Mm-hmm.
So let us know what you think. FMTalk1065.com. You'll see it right there in the right-hand column, the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. 7:38, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got another accident now. Government in Houston, a car hit an empty school bus, so no kids were involved in that one. Also, I-10 eastbound, the ramp to Water Street, both without injuries. Watch your speed. As you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, it's been a pretty good start so far this morning with no major backups or delays. Bama Flooring is not your one-stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs. You can see them in Robertsdale and at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:40, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Morning. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, Kelly will be back with us tomorrow. Hey, in Montgomery, the proposal to start a state lottery in Alabama is heading to a public hearing in the State House of Representatives. Story from our news partners at WKRG. Let me point out that lots changed in the last week. You know, you had two Republican bills pushing for the lottery. You had the McLottery, McClendon's bill, and then you had the Albritton bill. Albritton bill definitely outpaced the McLottery bill, and it looked like that was the one moving forward, and that's the one we're going to talk about. But I would point out that from what I'm hearing in Montgomery right now, the idea that this is a sure thing, isn't so sure.
Really?
Isn't so sure. Because remember, it's two parts. You have to have a constitutional amendment to change the constitution to allow for gambling. And the second part is a lottery, how it'd be set up and, you know, who'd run it and how many people on the staff, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that kind of stuff. Goes on to say the House Economic Development and Tourism Committee has scheduled a meeting this morning for a hearing on lottery legislation. The Senate passed bill would authorize a lottery to be played by paper tickets. House members are expected to seek changes on how lottery proceeds are used. That'll be, you know, right now, the lottery proceeds go to the general fund. At first, they go to pay back the oil and gas trust fund It's split between there and the general fund, and then after that, to the general fund. So there's going to be a push, I'm sure. I know this, to put a funding in for the education trust fund in there, some portion of it, some percentage of it to come from there. But also remember, the All Britain bill, the one we're talking about, barely made it through the Senate vote. Mm-hmm. I think it had one to spare. Okay, so barely made it out of the Senate. So if they do a lot of changes in the House and it comes back to the Senate, you got to think if those changes are, you know, anything but maybe making it less of a lottery, the Senate's not going to pass it off. So this may not, it may happen, but this idea that it was a for sure thing that was going to be passed through, I would say just stay back and wait and watch this one.
So with the House making changes now, all it takes is one of those senators
That's right.
who voted it through
Correct.
To change their mind.
Right. So if something the House member puts in there, they could do it for because they believe in it, or they could do it as a kind of a backwards way of killing the bill.
Mm.
You could put something in the House knowing that it goes back to the Senate, and the Senate won't have the votes this time to do it. So just watch it. We'll talk more about this on Midday Mobile today. All right. Let's do this. You want to win some tickets? Got the Jim Gaffigan Quality Time Tour coming to the Wharf Amphitheater on Saturday, like this Saturday. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7:30. And I'll take caller number 6 right now at 343-0106. Caller number 6 at 343-0106. We've got a pair of tickets for you to check out the Jim Gaffigan Show, Wharf Amphitheater, this Saturday, 7:30 show. Maybe a little early Mother's Day gift. Tickets on sale now, Ticketmaster.com or the Wharf box office, or you can charge by phone, 800-745-3000. All right, coming right back, we'll check in with News 5 and Sports with Dalton coming up.
This Saturday from 1 to 4 is Daphne's 7th Annual Beer Festival. 99 bottles of beer on the lawn at Southern Napa. 99 different beers to sample from Mobile and Baldwin County, Alabama, the Southeast, and around the world. Plus, there's live music, a food truck, a pet adoption from the Baldwin Humane Society, and did we mention 99 different beers all under a huge tent? Tickets are just $35 and available at SouthernNapa.com, on Facebook, or at Southern Napa at 2304 Main Street in Daphne. Come sample the finest 99 beers available in Alabama this Saturday from 1 to 4 at Southern Napa in Daphne.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are searching for the person who shot and killed a man near the Maysville community. Around 7:15 last night, a man was found shot to death on Cloverleaf Circle North. Mobile police do not believe the shooting happened where the victim was found. Pensacola police are investigating the city's first homicide in 15 months. 66-year-old James Royster was found dead at his East Lee Street home Wednesday morning around 8 o'clock. It was originally ruled a suspicious death, then later a homicide. Foley Airport is open again after wreckage from a plane crash was removed from the crash site. The plane, registered to Lightning Aviation, went down just before 1 o'clock Monday afternoon. Two people on board, an instructor pilot and her student, remain in critical condition. Airbus is launching a new workforce development program designed for people with no aerospace experience. One program, called Flight Path 9, employs and trains high school students. The second program aims to train adults. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Congratulations, Richard and Citronelle, picking up a pair of tickets to see Jim Gaffigan at the Wharf this coming Saturday night. Right now, it's a quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs last night, Milwaukee beat Boston 116-91, ending the Celtics season and sending the Bucks to their first Eastern Conference Finals since 2001. Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo had 20 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists.
As long as we defend well, we move the ball offensively, you know, we had the chance to finish the series in 5.
That's the Greek Freak after the game. The Bucks swept Detroit in the first round. They were beaten by Boston in the first game of this series before winning 4 straight games by a combined 65 points. The Bucks will either take on Toronto or Philadelphia next. The Raptors lead that series 3-2 with Game 6 in Philadelphia tonight. Golden State lost top scorer Kevin Durant in the third quarter last night to what they say is a strained calf. They were still able to defeat Houston 104-99 to take a 3-2 series lead. Durant had 22 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists before he landed awkwardly on a jump shot and limped to the locker room.
Kevin Durant laces one through.
And he's hurt.
He is holding on to his right Achilles as Harden works into Iguodala, who just picked up the Golden State foul.
As soon as he made that shot, he started
whipping. Look at this. Wow.
Durant scheduled for an MRI today. James Harden scored 31 points for the Rockets. They'll try to stave off elimination back home in Houston tomorrow night. In the NHL playoffs, San Jose beat Colorado 3-2 in Game 7 to advance to the Western Conference Final. Joe Pavelski and Tomas Hertl both had a goal and an assist for the Sharks in the first period, with Jonas Donskoy adding the game winner in the second period.
Onto the scene is Donskoy. Donskoy scores!
Colorado's Tyson Jost scored a minute into the third period to bring the Avalanche within one goal, but the Sharks were able to hold him off and will now face St. Louis in the Western Conference Final. Game 1 is in San Jose on Saturday night. Tonight, Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final, with the Boston Bruins hosting the Carolina Hurricanes. In Major League Baseball last night, the LA Dodgers beat Atlanta 9-4 to complete a 3-game sweep. It's the Dodgers' 10th home win in a row and third consecutive sweep at Dodger Stadium. Philadelphia shut out St. Louis 5-0. Milwaukee beat Washington 7-3, with the Brewers' Christian Yelich hitting his league-leading 16th home run. It's Milwaukee's 6th win in a row, and the loss drops the Nationals to 8 games below a .500 record. The Chicago Cubs beat Miami 3-2 in extra innings on a walk-off home run from Jason Hayward. That's the Cubs' second walk-off win in a row, and they've now won 9 of their last 10 games. In the American League, Jose Ramirez hit a 2-run walk-off homer, giving Cleveland a 5-3 win over the White Sox. Seattle hit 4 home runs in a 10-1 drubbing of the Yankees. Andrew Benintendi hit a walk-off home run, and the Red Sox beat the Orioles 2-1 in 12 innings. Houston shut out Kansas City 9-0, and Tampa Bay swept the Arizona Diamondbacks with a 3-2 win in extra innings. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to Jacksonville 7-1. They'll continue the homestand tonight against the Jumbo Shrimp. First pitch tonight for Thirsty Thursday at the Hank, set for 6:35. And a cool local event coming up at the Mobile Civic Center beginning tomorrow and running through Sunday. You can catch more than 500 gymnasts from 9 states in the Southeast competing in the USA Gymnastics Trampoline and Tumbling Region Championships. The 3-day event's a qualifying event for the National Championships and the Junior Olympics. It begins tomorrow morning at 8 and concludes on Sunday afternoon. You can find out more at MobileSportsAuthority.com. 10 minutes to late now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. They've got 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, on the way, Captain Bobby and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. Traffic center delays continue on the Dolphin Street overpass, also near Cottage Hill, so be careful there. An accident still on Government in Houston. A car hit an empty school bus. I-10 eastbound ramp to Water Street, also just off to the right median. Another accident clearing. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years, and for the past 5 years, they've been the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with a few thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama, by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
All right, 752, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Thursday. Coming up next hour, Rob Hulbert joins us. We'll talk with him a lot with city news and also some state news. And coming up, too, Midday Mobile on the road today. We're taking the show live to the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission's job fair. That's starting about 9 this morning, but we'll be live with Midday Mobile starting at noon today. So come by and see us there at the grounds, at the fairgrounds, what they call the grounds now. It's a fancy, old like me, it's the Greater Gulf State Fairgrounds, but now it's the grounds.
Yeah, the grounds. I mean, it just sounds cooler.
The grounds.
It flows.
So we'll see you out there. All right, time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato from the A-Team, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear that Captain Bobby uses on the water when you go see the crew at McCoy Outdoor Company just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And ladies and gentlemen, the star of the show. Hey, man.
Good morning.
Morning. So you're hiding from the wind, huh?
I had to duck here behind the console, man. I don't know if we'd have been able to communicate.
So we got a little breeze up this morning, and we'll have some of that wind this weekend as well. Give us some tips for hiding from the wind. I mean, because number one, is it worth going? Has the fishing been good?
Oh, yeah, it's been good. It gets to a point like today. It's abnormally high winds. You know, it's not one of those little 10 or 12 knot winds, which are actually pretty good to fish in. But man, when you start getting up in this stuff, where it's, you know, probably, I haven't looked at it, but it's got to be at least upper teens, maybe 20 knots. You know, if you have to fish in that kind of thing, you got to find some places that you're getting some protection from it. Number one, so you can present the bait. But number two is, you know, the water just gets so stirred up when you start looking at those kind of wind velocities. So, you know, that's what we've done this morning. It's just, you know, it kind of forces you into some areas, whether you like it or not. And then you have to kind of figure it out from there, you know, based on bait, slicks, and that sort of thing. But, you know, one of the things that it's a great wind bait, and we've talked about it because I use a lot in the spring, is anytime you can use a popping cork, you know, if you're dealing with wind, it's really a good wind bait because you can fish it across the wind if you need to and obviously downwind, you know. And, you know, but the popping action and even a little bit of the wave action adds to the presentation of the lure. So it's a lure that normally works this time of year, but it really, really works well when you start getting into wind direct. You know, you start trying to throw a grub, for example, or even a lipless crankbait or something like that across the wind. You just don't have a prayer. Even a topwater, it's just going to go skipping across the water. So, you know, that's what you're going to want to have tied on if you're going to fish. And I think it is supposed to blow for the next couple of days. You're going to have to, whether you like cork fishing or not, you're going to have that on.
Hey, what do you have underneath those corks? Can you get, is it still the Florida shrimp, or are we getting a local shrimp?
I think it's mostly Florida shrimp. I haven't used it in a couple of weeks just because I haven't needed it, and it's not been really easy to get. So, you know, what you're probably going to get, you know, local shrimp or even Mississippi shrimp will be fine. But if you do happen to have to settle for Florida shrimp, make sure you keep them in that water that you get them from at the shop. They'll usually give you a 5-gallon bucket full of water, a small ice chest full of water. And you don't want to put them even in, you know, the water down here looks good, but those shrimp are really used to living in a high salinity environment, and they don't last long when you put them in the water that we have here, you know.
Hey, as we're talking about speckled trout, some changes this coming off the Conservation Advisory Board meeting last weekend down in Gulf Shores, and something we've been talking about at length on the Outdoor Show, some changes coming to our trout limit. Talk about this with us. What's your take on it, first of all?
Well, you know, I have all the faith in the world in our marine resources people, the biologists and the managers, and I just, you know, whatever they say needs to be done, I'm for. And I was, you know, involved with some communication and some meetings and things, and saw some numbers that were pretty eye-opening. They may have them published on their site, but when you start looking at the number of inshore trips that are being taken now, and the dockside landing surveys and stuff like that, it's pretty evident that something probably needed to be done. And, yeah. You know, again, whatever they decided, I'm 100% for.
Yeah, so the creel is, creel for, like, all of my life that I can remember was 10, and that's now down to 6. And then the one that I think gets more attention here is a slot limit. Speckled trout, instead of being 14, have to be 15 to keep, and you can only keep one over 22.
Yep, that's right. So you got kind of similar to what we had with redfish, you know, where they have to fit inside that slot there, and, you know, again, I know we're limited on time, but it's really kind of interesting the numbers they showed and how many fish it would put back in the fishery just simply by going up 1 inch on the minimum size limit. That really, really opened my eyes, you know. And so, you know, again, those guys and girls know what they're doing, and they've done a great job for us. And, you know, again, when they showed that, I never even thought about going up on the minimum limit, but that probably needed to be done, too, if you're interested in, you know, in helping to protect the fishery. I think that was a good move.
All right, let's talk about this. Let's help catch the fishery. We get a trip booked with you. How do we do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and it'll have all of our contact information on there. You can get in touch with us and even pick the date you want to go. We'll get back with you and get you fixed up.
All right, good stuff. Captain Bobby, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abruscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Go see the crew there. They're great folks just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue.